Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm joined by my co-host, Lucky Perez, as we greet all of you from our studios here in Colombo, www.goforgold.lk. Here is a communique from the Department of Meteorology. Before I start off proceedings, today can be a bit of a wet day, not only in the Western province, but the hill capital, the Sabrugamuwa. They also state that there could be showers spreading across in the eastern province. I'll start off with the weather report as I bring you good news if you're a Sri Lankan cricket lover, because Sri Lanka have won the long opener, the first ODI against West Indies at Sabina Park in Kingston, Jamaica, by a big score of 41 runs. Sri Lankans were put into bat. They made 303 for 7. But Pathum Nisanka, who made 79, had a lifeline in the very first ball he faced of the day, because Jaden Seals had him almost caught at short extra cover. The catch was dropped, and Pathum Nisanka went on to make a brilliant 79. Kusal Mendis, the captain, made 72. Sharit Asalanka, 45. And Janet Lianage, batting in the middle, the right-hander, made 44. The West Indian attack comprised of 4 specialist seamers and 2 spinners. Matthew Ford, 2 for 44. Jaden Seals, 2 for 67. And Roston Chase took 2 for 47. Now, I dare say the West Indian batting really came out trumps, but then they got undone by Dushyant Chamira's excellent spell. The Caribbeans were bowled out in the 49th over for 262 runs, thus conceding this game by a big margin of 41 runs. Skipper Shai Hope, 56, Roston Chase, 33, and Justin Greaves made 45, the opening batter. The Sri Lankan bowling was around Dushyant Chamira, the seamer, 4 for 67, Asita Fernando, the seamer, 1 for 59, Mahesh Teekshana, 2 for 26, very miserly in his 10 overs. He bowled very well. Panindu Hasaranga got a little bit of a beating, but he got 1 wicket for 41. And Charita Asalanka rolled his arm over just for 1 over. In fact, when he was bowling the second over, he got the final wicket. Asalanka took 1 for 6. Right, the game's coming up today. Let's have a look at it. It's good news because England are playing New Zealand in the first test today in English conditions, so that is great to note. Then the third ODI, the series decider between Australia and Pakistan, is scheduled to be played today. And remember that Sri Lanka get back to Kingston in Jamaica yet again on the 6th, which is a Saturday, for the second ODI. Just a reminder once again that Sri Lanka have won the first one-day international against West Indies a short while ago by 41 runs. Brilliant batting by the Sri Lankans. They had the Caribbeans in all sorts when they bowled them out for 262 in the 49th over. Now, like I made mention yesterday, we are going to just concentrate a little bit about Sri Lanka's very important sports in the school's rugby arena. That's the Dialogue prestigious rugby league. To commence again on the 6th week of the rugby season. Now, the top game coming up is Trinity College versus Wesley College, and that will be telecast on channel 126, 126 on Dialogue TV. And the game is being played at the Havelock Park, so you can watch that tomorrow, being a Friday. That's the only game we have tomorrow, the cup game. Trinity College Kandy versus Wesley. Then we have E.C. Pathana College hosting Royal at Havelock Park on Saturday. That too will be telecast on Dialogue TV, channel 126. And then St. Peter's College in the Cup segment are also hosting Zaira. That's also on Saturday at the Pete Wright Grounds in Bamblapitiya. And you can watch that also on channel 62. So three Cup games, Trinity versus Wesley, that's being played on Friday. E.C. Pathana College plays against Royal in a cup game on Saturday, and so does St. Peter's play against Zaira at home in a cup game on Saturday. Now let's look at what's happening in the plate competition. Sri Sumangala will take on Ananda College on Saturday at the Trinity College grounds up in Palakkale. St. Anthony's College take on Thurston at Nithavala up in Kandy. St. Joseph's play St. Thomas's at CRNFC grounds here in Colombo. Now that is the plate section. Now come Saturday, the bowl. But we have Prince of Wales taking on DS at the Air Force grounds, and Mahanama playing against Kingswood at the Police Park here in Colombo. On Sunday the 7th, we have one more game in the bowl section where Lumbini take on Sions at the Havelock Park. I hope I've been pretty descriptive and giving you the information on what's happening in the school's prestigious Dialogue Rugby League. Up front, tomorrow, don't forget, Trinity College versus Wesley College in the Cup segment. Play gets underway at 4:15. You can watch all the fun on Dialogue TV, channel 126. Thank you for being in our company. It was a real pleasure for me and Lakit Peeris to bring you all that you need to know in the world of sports. Sit back, relax. We spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. And we look forward to your company yet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you and bye-bye.